Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, March 31st, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Donald J. Trump indicted. Protesters, January 6th, the Tennessee Capitol. Russia arrested an American. And what percentage of Americans are very satisfied with their job? That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with the message of the day. Donald J. Trump, first president to ever be indicted for a crime. Now, you would have hoped that the first president indicted for a crime, it would have been a doozy. But this is a ridiculous charge, and every honest person knows it. Everyone was surprised by the timing because the grand jury was supposed to go on a month-long vacation, but they got it in right before they all left. Usually, there is a negotiated surrender with a crime like this. But with Trump, who knows? Donald Trump Jr. said, this is like communist-level blank. This is stuff that would make Mao, Stalin, Pol Pot, it would make them blush. People on the left are saying, oh, no one's above the law, which is true, but that's not what this is. The Attorney General of New York said, vote for me and we'll go after Trump, crime TBD. This isn't find a broken law and then go after the person who did it. This is find the person and then look for the broken law. And the one they found couldn't have been more absurd. 400 protesters rushed into the Tennessee state capitol in Nashville, calling for stricter gun control laws. Videos show six state troopers holding back an angry mob trying to get into where the lawmakers were. The Tennessee Democratic Party advertised this event, encouraging people to raise your voice at the Capitol. Nothing in their messaging about peacefully, like Donald Trump did on January 6th. Russia arrested a 31-year-old American journalist from the Wall Street Journal on charges of espionage. The Wall Street Journal says they vehemently deny the allegations and demand his immediate release. His lawyer was not allowed to meet with him, and journalists were barred from the courtroom. And the Russian media said it was necessary because a bomb threat was called to the building. Yeah, I'm sure. Russia is a level 4 travel advisory from the State Department. It's on the do not travel list. They say all Americans should leave the country immediately. He is the first American journalist to be detained in Russia since the fall of the Soviet Union. Do you like your job? What percentage of Americans do you think are extremely satisfied or very satisfied with their job? What percent do you think? It's 51%. 67% of people say that they really enjoy and are very satisfied being with their coworkers. Only 35% are satisfied with how much they're paid. Again, the big story of the day, Donald J. Trump, the first president ever to be indicted on criminal charges. My podcast, Politics by Faith, today deals with Simeon and Levi and Trump derangement syndrome. There's nothing new under the sun. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, as we reported, only 25% of Democrats want President Biden to pursue a second term. This according to a Monmouth poll. That doesn't mean Dems won't vote for Biden. A sizable number would. But most want another choice. And that choice is not Vice President Harris. Just 13% of Democrats would like to see her in the Oval Office. Not exactly good news for Kamala. The biggest problem among Dem voters seems to be they don't know anyone in their party they would like to see replace Mr. Joe. The field is slim and none, with slim in a coma. That's because liberal leadership has been a disaster in states like New York, Illinois, and California. In the Granola State, for example, Governor Gavin Newsom inherited a budget surplus and has turned that into a $23 billion deficit. Now California is passing yet another attack the wealthy tax, which will continue the exodus out of there. Think about it. Where are the legacy Democrats? The Kennedys, Tip O'Neill, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, moderates all. Today, moderates cannot exist in the Democratic Party. You've got to echo socialist Bernie or communist AOC. So it is Joe Biden by default, the man with no plan, the master of disaster. Let's get ready to rumble in 2024. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Gloria as a concierge member, and we appreciate everybody who is considering that program. It will help your life. Gloria says patriotism is on the skids because our country is being flooded by people from everywhere who are here to make their fortunes. They are patriotic to countries they are leaving behind. They have no intention of loving our country. I disagree 100% with that. I hire a lot of immigrants, and I have long conversations with them, all legal immigrants, by the way. They love this country. They appreciate this country more than many Americans born here because they can compare. So, Gloria, you and I have a very polite disagreement, but I'm just telling you what my experience is. Joseph, the bottom line is the obvious narcissism of our age where nothing and no one is more important than me. It's all about me. Nothing can get by that. I agree. Narcissism is just exploding. And that's because parents are not raising their children to be good citizens. Sid, democracy is built upon the rarest of foundations, a virtuous people. God help us. I think most Americans are virtuous. I do. I think 70, 75% of us are virtuous. But the other 25% causing a lot of problems. Paulette Summenhalter, Emerson, New Jersey. Bill, your opening statement last night, how people are feeling is true. We do feel insecure, not safe, don't know what's going to happen. It's a horrible feeling. When the administration was in office under Donald Trump, we felt safe and secure. Yeah, some people did, but not everybody. Some people really didn't think Donald Trump governed well. Okay, I'm not among those people. I thought he, on policy, did a good job. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. California is known for its natural beauty and liberal politics. We all know that. Since joining the union in 1850, lawmakers in Sacramento have passed more legislation than any other state. California's unique constitution actually makes it easier to enact new bills than cancel old ones. As a result, the Golden State has some of the most bizarre laws in the country, and here are a few examples. Homeowners in San Diego who have Christmas lights on their homes past February 2nd are fined $250. In Long Beach, it is illegal to wash your car on the street. It's also against the law to fly a kite higher than 10 feet off the ground. And if you curse on the golf course in Long Beach, California, you can be fined. In some towns, zoning regulations prevent a single home from having more than one bathtub. Women in Carmel cannot wear high heels within the city limits. In Fresno, folks are prohibited from feeding animals in public parks. In San Francisco, it is not legal to store anything other than your car in the garage of your apartment and hotel. It is against the law to have more than two cats or dogs in San Jose. There's even a statewide ban prohibiting women from driving while wearing a bathrobe. And here's something else you might not know. California's craziest law is now being considered. The City Council of San Francisco moving forward with America's first reparations bill. If enacted, the proposal would give a one-time payment of $5 million to Black residents of the city by the Bay. It would cancel all their personal debt, eliminate their income tax, provide homes for $1, and guarantee an annual income of $97,000 for 250 years. Total cost to the taxpayers of San Francisco, $100 billion, which they don't have. With apologies to Tony Bennett, you'll leave your wallet in San Francisco. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.